Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, certainly a disappointing home opener. There's a lot of things that we can do better in all phases and in coaching, and we will. I compliment those guys on a winning performance. You know, it's still a ball game, man. There's a lot to be desired, certainly. But it's just interesting. We're in a close ball game last week, and the special teams play broke it open in our favor. This week we're in a close ball game, and the special teams play broke it open in our opponent's favor.
Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin, after yesterday's disappointing home opener loss to the Seattle Seahawks. Joining us is our Odyssey sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Before we get to Steelers talk, how about an up note on Roberto Clemente Day? And you are down on the North Shore, I understand. Jeff, good morning.
I am, yeah. It's Roberto Clemente Day, and a few of the Pirates are going to be here shortly. To help a veterans group that provides food for veterans in need. And that's one of, I think, seven projects they are doing across the area today, which is pretty awesome. You know, baseball seasons are long, and especially when you're not where you want to be, but they're all out honoring, you know, arguably the greatest player who ever played for the Pirates and all of his humanitarian work. So, yeah, that is a... With all of the bad news, Pittsburgh sports has been dealt recently, some good news of what they're doing in the community.
Yeah, that said, I started my weekend Friday night. They had the Roberto Clemente Foundation Ambassador's Dinner. Very uplifting. And when you realize the work that the foundation continues to do, and not only Roberto, but his wife Vera's name, his sons Roberto, Luis, and Ricky, continue to do that work. And the excitement over the fact that there's a new documentary, for many people, they will get a real deep dive into what made Roberto Clemente so impactful and popular.
Yeah, it's awesome that some of this is coming. I mean, we knew, but I don't think we knew to the extent, and that's what's cool about the documentary.
And by the way, you can see that documentary. It's being shown at the Lindsay Theater in Swickley this week, and eventually it will be shown on the History Channel. We will keep you posted. We had Roberto on to talk about that. And we also had Dwayne Reeder from the museum. He's the curator of the Roberto Clemente Museum. You've been there, I'm sure, at some point in your career here.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty
yeah,
special
it's awesome.
Place.
If you've never been there, go check it out. It's just outside of the Strip District. It's an incredible building, and some of the memorabilia, it will blow your mind.
All right, now to this. What happened? Here's Paul.
The names of the innocent. Right. Except this time around, Jeff's going to give us all the details on the names of the guilty.
So, Jeff, what people quickly forget, because it ended so quickly, was that the Steelers were tied and very much in this game. They gave up a field goal. and or a touchdown, and then the wheels really came off. What happened?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to go to that point, I mean, it's third quarter, it's 14 all. Rolling out to his left is Rodgers. He sees Freiermuth in the back of the end zone, and Calvin Austin isn't where he's supposed to play, isn't where he's supposed to be. He's supposed to be up by the pylon in those situations, but he hangs back, he reaches his arm out, so instead of a potential touchdown to Freiermuth, it ends up being an interception. And then, of course, Seattle takes the lead, and the kickoff over Caleb Johnson's head is inexcusable. He's a professional. I mean, we'll see how he reacts to it, but, I mean, it's just, especially when you're seeing Jabril Peppers come racing down the field, knowing what the situation is, to just be kind of indifferent to what's happening, man, that's just a horrible look. And that's not to mention the defense, who couldn't make stops on third down, had issues with the run, had issues with the pass. And, oh, by the way, they're the highest paid defense in the league by far.
Well, Jeff, the statistic that jumps out at me more than any other, outside of the, you know, the glaring goofs, is that the defense has allowed 600 yards in offense in two games.
And, Paul, here's the thing to me. I'll look at a comparison to last week. Last week, Sam Darnold threw for 150 yards. He doubled that this week. Kenneth Walker ran for 20. He ran for five times that against the Steelers. And he did it with ease. The third and goal from the 19, he wasn't touched. I mean, it's just glaring major mistakes on both sides. It is week two. But, man, those mistakes are costly. And, you know, some of them are just stupid mistakes.
Well, here's what T.J. Watt said about that.
That's number one priority, stuffing a run. How deflating is it then when you don't do it?
Very deflating. I mean, we're sitting here talking about it the whole press conference.
Yeah, and a lot of people are saying, you know, he got the big contract, and, you know, his name hasn't been called a lot. In fact, he hasn't had a sack in six games dating back through the end of last year. Is there something we're missing on T.J.?
Well, I think sacks can be a team thing as much as an individual thing. That's not to make excuses, because I've heard some very damning things from fans about TJ and his lack of production. But bottom line is, he's got to step up. He's getting paid like an all-pro player, but he's not playing like one. So he needs to lead that charge, and he can't do it by his words. He's got to do it by his actions, and same with a lot of those guys, but he is nowhere near the main problem with that defense, but he could be the solution. He just hasn't been at this point.
Well, Jeff, what is the main problem?
Main problem is there's a lack of communication that's going on, especially that the middle linebackers seem to be out of position where they need to be. There's obviously injuries on the defensive line that are impacting what they're able to do. Losing Highsmith was a big deal. Losing Elliott and Porter before, you know, that they didn't even play in the game. That is an issue. Not to make excuses, that is an issue. But communication is big, and they've talked about that all last year, and it's rearing its head with a whole new cast of characters this year. It's just, bottom line is they need some guys to step up and make some plays, because it's not like they've played Buffalo and Kansas City in the first 2 weeks.
Good point. I know you only have a minute. You got this press conference down with PNC for Roberto Clemente Day, but in 30 seconds, sum up Saturday's visit to Morgantown for the Panthers.
Missed opportunities. I mean, they got two picks deep in West Virginia territory and had to settle for field goals. Early in the game, Eli Holstein missed a couple of open receivers down the field, and then defensively, they couldn't close. And, I mean, credit to Rich Rod and West Virginia. I thought their plan was good, especially at the end. They knew exactly how to attack Pitt's defense, but that's a bad loss. Pitt's a better team. And now they get a week to stew about it, and then they start ACC play, which, you know, those goals are still in front of them, but Saturday was a bad day for the Panthers.
Yeah, they have to think about that for 3 years. In 2029, the rivalry will resume, and it was announced Friday it will be extended well into the 2030s, correct?
The best news of the weekend, right there. that rivalry is going to continue on from the next series. But yeah, and you know, Rich Rod's going to get a few more jabs in over the next few years to really stir this thing up even more.
Oh yeah. For him, this was, you talk about exercising the demons.
Oh.
He wins this. He becomes the golden child of West Virginia. They were all about it. And today it's like they're celebrating their own Super Bowl. So
you're right.
And for the Panthers, they got to wait a week because they have an off week this weekend. That adds to it. We'll see what they come out with when they host Louisville on Hall of Fame weekend in 2 weeks. Jeff, I'll let you get to the Roberto Clemente stuff, and we'll catch you later. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Our Odyssey sports director, Jeff Hathorn. So
it's not an easy job to do that they had on Sunday, is it?
No.
And not an easy job you had on Saturday covering doing the game for the Pitt Radio Network down in Morgantown.
Yeah.
I'm sure you were the subject of a lot of verbal abuse on the sideline.
We'll talk. Listen for The Drive at 5, top stories of the day every weekday afternoon with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, the man, the yellow van. And if you want to reach out to Colin, Marty, Rob Pratt, whoever, you can do that with NASCO Roofing's instant access, a click away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Way, email us at instantaccess@kdkradio.com. And every month we check in with the great people of St. Anthony's School. They do tremendous work here, have for many decades. And today, Corinne McMillan is the Director of Special Education at St. Anthony's School. And you can see Corinne on the radio with our live stream at kdkradio.com. Presented by Metropolitan Window Company and our all-new KDK Radio YouTube page. Corinne, good morning. Good to see you.
Hi, good morning, Larry. Thank you so much for having me on your show. What a wonderful opportunity for St. Anthony's.
I've always been a big supporter of the work you do. And for those that don't know, the mission of St. Anthony's, when they hear that, they might think, oh, that's just a Catholic grade school. In this case, it's so much more. So share with people what St. Anthony's is and what they do, you do, every day.
Oh, yes, sure. So the St. Anthony School Programs offers inclusive Catholic education for students with special needs and disabilities across the Pittsburgh region and within the Pittsburgh Catholic Diocese. So we are thrilled to be in three different elementary partner schools, as well as three different high schools as well, and our post-secondary program on the campus of Duquesne University.
That's actually, Corinne, where I first learned more about St. Anthony's was at Duquesne University. One of the students at that time was participating with the football team there and was a part of the sideline. It really, in many ways, became a mascot for that season and that program. So tell us about the work you do in special education and the types of things that you deal with, the challenges for families and their children?
Yes. So St. Anthony's is really proud to be able to offer an inclusive school environment for children with special needs. We offer a lot of services and supports for them so that they are successful and are provided inclusive opportunities in their community school where they are. So our teachers are certified special education teachers. Our paraprofessionals are amazing and they receive training throughout the school year. So we have a lot of dedicated folks that really make sure that we provide and we offer and really cultivate a culture of belonging for students with special needs so that they can, you know, participate in a private school such as the Catholic school. We also offer some speech therapy and occupational therapy for students that may need that. We also do some music therapy and social skills therapy. And at our high school level, and certainly at the vocational program at Duquesne, we do some vocational training for students that are looking to get some of those work experience skills that will help them later in life after high school.
And Corinne McMillan, Director of Special Education at St. Anthony's School Programs, many success stories. So share with us maybe a couple of students who at one point maybe thought, and their parents thought, these opportunities would never be possible, but are because of St. Anthony's and the work you do.
Sure. I'll give you two quick examples, a specific student example, and then perhaps a general example. We have a student that came to us and her mother was told by various doctors and things like that. She was actually adopted, but her mother was told she would never read or write or be able to really carry on much conversation. And she found us through way of researching, as a lot of parents do. And, you know, that particular student has been with us for many years, and she's thriving and doing so well. She's growing academically, spiritually, and of course socially. So she is a big success story for us. We really enjoy having her. Another success story, which I highlight, in the past couple of years, we got a unified high school bocce team together at North Catholic High School. And so our unified team goes and competes with other unified teams, predominantly public school unified teams, and they compete playing bocce, and our team made the playoffs last year, so it was a great success. And our students were paired up along with other students without disabilities, and that comprised that unified team. And it's really been a great thing for everyone, the community, the students, a really great success story.
StAnthonysKids.org. Again, Corinne McMillan, Director of Special Education, appreciate the time this morning. And I'm sure on behalf of so many people and families that you have helped, thank you for the work you do.
Oh, thank you, Larry, so much.
And if you'd like more information, again, stanthonyskids.org. Don't forget, St. Anthony's relies on the generosity of donors like you to give scholarship support and provide speech and occupational therapy to any student in need. You can donate at stanthonyskids.org. And we'll check in with Marty Griffin, 10 to 2, in just a few minutes. I'm very excited to introduce you to the name of Bobby Greer. Bobby Greer Sr. is a legend, a member of the University of Pittsburgh football team who generated national headlines during the Civil Rights era when he became the first black player in the Sugar Bowl. He passed away last June at the age of 91, and his son Rob joins us because this week, Wednesday night in particular, is very special. Rob, good morning.
Good morning to you, Larry. How are you?
I'm good, and I'm so excited after having the opportunity to meet and interview your father and the way he broke through the color barrier and the way his Pitt teammates stood up for him is just the genesis of your dad's legacy. What would you like to share with us?
Well, his story matters because, you know, Dad was the Jackie Robinson of college football. So just like you had mentioned, in 1956, with quiet courage, he and his teammates broke the Sugar Bowl color barrier. His dignity on that field showed the power of unity over division, and his legacy still reminds us what's possible when people stand together.
This comes at a time when, frankly, this country could use a little more unity. And your father went on from that moment. And I know many, many famous players who came after him credit your dad for doing what he did.
Absolutely. You know, because, you know, courage never expires. And, you know, dad's story is not just about one game. It's about doing what's right when it matters most, especially in a time when in our country, it often feels so divided. But, you know, dad, his teammates, Pitt leadership are examples of unity and resilience that speak louder than ever.
And he will be celebrated this Wednesday at the Heinz History Center as one of the game changers for sure. So what will occur on the Strip District there where the Heinz History Center is Wednesday night?
Yes, absolutely. So it's more than an event. It's the launch of a movement. So on Wednesday the 17th, as you said, at the Heinz History Center, we'll unveil the book cover and also premiere the trailer for an upcoming docuseries. So it's about honoring history and also inspiring new generations to choose courage and unity over division.
I really appreciate also that the university has, you know, championed what your dad did and give that team and his teammates credit, too, for sticking up for him.
Exactly, exactly. You know, the university was ahead of its time back in the day, and just the support that they gave the entire team was just incredible.
And it basically came down to that Sugar Bowl that year, no Greer, no game, correct?
That is correct. All the athletes, the football team came together and made the decision. And they're like, you know, Bobby, if you're not going down there, we're not going. So that's where it came from, the no Greer, no game. And as a matter of fact, that's the title of the book. So, but the book is more than just a sports story. You know, it's about legacy, courage, and unity, and also reminders that resilience in the face of challenges can ripple far beyond one moment in time. So, we hope that readers will see that those lessons and apply it in their own lives.
Following that game, the Pitt and Georgia Tech teams were invited to a banquet in New Orleans at the St. Charles Hotel, which served only white patrons at the time. And as your dad stepped off that team bus, even several Georgia Tech players from the South greeted your dad and told him, "You're eating with us." That moment is what helped change history.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, the Georgia Tech players were just incredible, as Dad would tell so many people. What happened prior to the game, though, when the governor came out and said that they forbid Georgia Tech to play in the game, the students of Georgia Tech and the University of Georgia actually rioted and broke through the Capitol building there in Georgia and trashed it, and also went to the governor's mansion and hung him in effigy because they wanted to play in that game.
And so the rest literally is history. No Greer, no game Wednesday night. Again, you can go to HeinzHistoryCenter.org and look up the Game Changers event. So excited for you, Rob, and your family that this is happening, and looking forward to the docuseries in the future.
Thank you so much, Larry. Appreciate it.
You got it. What a man. Bobby Greer forever will be memorialized starting with this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.